Hij zit al 15 jaar in de DJ-scene, tenminste bijna 15 jaar. Er gaan maar weinig weken voorbij dat hij niet in de Nederlandse hitlijsten staat. Ontzettend vaak gedraaid op Slam. En this year again, number 6 DJ in de DJ Mag Top 100. David Guetta, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
C'est un honneur de rencontrer de vous ici. That was my best French, I guess. Ça va?
Ça va bien. Croissant, café, compagnon.
Baguette, deux baguettes.
Baguette.
I think it might be easier for you to speak Dutch, because you've got a lot of Dutch colleagues, right?
I was trying to speak Dutch.
Yeah, you did.
They're the same words, right?
Stroopwafel?
Stroopwafel?
Wow, great. You've been in Holland for quite a few times, I guess, now, right? What's the special thing about Holland for you?
The first thing I would say is the people. There's a kind of a combination of cool people, but with no attitude, like really friendly, warm people. There's something in the culture, just people are so nice. I don't know how to explain it. And you're amazing with music.
Thank you.
No, but so many talents in this country. It's incredible, such a small country.
I heard from a lot of musicians, they say the Dutch crowd is quite a difficult crowd to play for. Do you experience that same feeling?
Oh yeah, but like, let me tell you, but this is famous in the industry. Like people from everywhere, like DJs, when we speak, it's like, oh my God, this is like a Holland situation. Like this means like, my God, those people, they're not moving. And I think the reason why is because there are so many amazing DJs in Holland, so many events, so many festivals, so many clubs, that people have been spoiled, you know? And that's, yeah, I think, what it is. But it's so hard to make Dutch people dance. It's crazy. Like, they have a good time, but they don't go crazy, you know? It's like, even Dutch DJ, they say like, okay, you know, if you know how to make Dutch people dance, you can make anybody dance in the world, you know?
And I guess you can.
Yeah, hopefully.
How many days have you been in Amsterdam until now?
Well, I went for a few days to do some shows, but I was here for like 10 days. So I booked a studio for one full week, and we're just making beats every day. It was so much fun, so much fun.
I saw you making beats with a lot of talents, a lot of great DJs as well. The last few weeks, I saw you in the studio with Chesco.
Yes, I was with Chesco, with a boss from the Beats, Martin Garrix. It was just a non-stop party at the studio. It was so much fun.
So I guess there should be a lot of new music coming up.
Oh yeah.
The biggest thing we're all worrying about, thinking about, when will it be there, the collab with you and Martin, because I saw you a lot of times with Martin in the studio, so it should be coming really soon, right?
Well, you know what's funny is that, well, first, many times we've been in the studio just playing music to each other. I think it's only the second time that we really are focusing on saying, like, okay, today we're making a record, you know? But this time, I mean, it's been really incredible. We did 2 days, and out of 2 days, we made two really big records, like big. So yeah, it's. I think this time it is going to see the light of day for sure. But I don't know when, you know. But anyway, it's been very exciting. It was really amazing.
When I today checked your bio, I almost couldn't believe that you're almost turning 49.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm sorry to tell it.
No, but I cannot believe it myself. I have to tell you. I cannot believe it. And it's funny, like, when I was at the custom 2 days ago, the police arrested, like, put me on the side, and they said, you're David Guetta. It's not true, right? I said, yeah, yes, it's true. Why? And the woman said, but this is not possible. David Guetta is in the late 40s. And I say, yeah, it's me, I promise. Well, thank you. He was like, no, you're 35 maximum, right?
Still going really strong.
Yeah, man, we don't stop.
Sounds really great. Thanks for having you. Enjoy ADE tonight. Enjoy all the people in Holland. Make them dance like only the best DJs can do.
Oh yeah, I'm going to make them dance. Absolutely. And I'm also, you know, of course I'm going to play What I Like to You, but there's also this new record that I've never played before that is together with Robin Schulz. It's going to be released, not right now, but I'm going to test it tonight for the first time. So I'm quite excited.
So it might be a new Grand Slam on Slam, probably.
Yeah.
I hope so. Thanks for having me.